Endometriosis affects 200 million people worldwide, yet still remains one of the most misunderstood conditions. With calls for further funding and research into the debilitating disease, experts are now encouraging alternative treatments. Imogen Evans with this report.
A surgery removing damaged tissue has long been believed to be the best treatment for endometriosis. However, many experts are now saying the process may be causing more harm than good. Associate Professor in Reproductive Medicine Dr. Louise Hull is one of many looking at other options.
Every month when you get a period, any tissue from the lining of the womb that dies is removed from your body. But when you have lesions in the pelvis, when those cells break down, you have to have an immune response to come and clear the cells and get rid of them. And that causes a lot of inflammation. So every month you get a trigger for pain and inflammation. So people get bloating, they get period pain. We found if we removed the trigger, if the trigger was endometriosis, and sometimes it's something else, but if there were endometriosis lesions, we would find that inflammatory trigger would not trigger those symptoms every month. And that can certainly help pain. And quite a long time ago, that was really the only tool we really had for endometriosis. We didn't really understand the nerves and the sensitization issues related to endo. So we used to do lots and lots of surgeries. Nowadays, we still think surgery is really important, but we would be recommending getting one surgery once well and having surgeries as infrequently as possible, but using other things to help treat pain. We're now looking at using all our different tools. And we do have medications that change the transmission of the pain through the nerves. We have physiotherapy. We have dietary changes can help. We consult gastroenterologists. We have fertility specialists help and make sure people preserve their eggs. So often you need a team, and working that through is sort of a much more multidisciplinary way is now how we really look at pain.
80% of sufferers are known to have a superficial form of endometriosis, yet their symptoms are widely treated the same as those experiencing other forms. Associate Professor and Director of Endosurgery at the Mercy Hospital for Women, Dr. Emma Redman, wants to look further into patients' symptoms before moving to action.
If the patient says, "I've got terrible pain, I really need not what to know what's going on," then the only thing to do next is to do a laparoscopy. So if you do a laparoscopy and you find something, then you tend to treat it. If we move right away from that and say, okay, let's look at the person with pain and see how we treat them first before we do a laparoscopy, then often we may not end up getting to laparoscopy, which may mean that we don't end up treating it. That's the way we should really think, is start by treating the pelvic pain with medical means first, and look at other causes of pain like muscle problems or nerve problems, and treat all them. And then if the patient's not getting better, then do a laparoscopy, and then really we should treat whatever we find when we get there.
A national action plan for endometriosis was released by the government with the aim to address the failures in awareness, diagnosis and treatment of the condition. However, many are calling for further support to improve education around pelvic pain and menstrual health. So, what's next? Dr. Emma Redman again.
We've got a nine-pronged endometriosis research project, which is called Endometriosis End It. That's looking at diagnosis and also treatment and also infertility. So improving endometriosis on all of those arms. It should sort of be a 5-year project, and really we hope that we'll make a difference with diagnosis and also things that we can offer in terms of treatment and also things that we can offer in terms of fertility outcomes.
A big change is that people with endometriosis have found a voice in the media. They feel comfortable saying they have endometriosis. People feel much more comfortable talking about periods and period pain. And they feel that they can actually advocate in a way that it used to be terribly embarrassing to talk about, and people didn't want people to know. And when they talked about period pain, people would shut them down as well. So I think one of the things is that society has got more mature and that we understand it better. And some of the reasons that is happening is that we have got some really good programs now to teach people about menstrual health. The other thing is we have some very good consumer groups There are a lot of very good websites. We're developing one for the National Action Plan in Australia. So people can actually find information online, which can be really helpful for people too. But I think all these different forms of communication have really made a difference. And it just means that people feel a lot more comfortable talking about a condition that really affects 1 in 10 women.
Dr. Louise Hull, Associate Professor in Reproductive Medicine, speaking with... Ending that report by the Wire's Imogen Evans.